everybody. Welcome back to Afros and Combos.
Hey,
y'all.
Hello.
As always, like and subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on social media at Afros and Combos on IG. Email us at afrosandcombos@gmail.com. Check out the website at afrosandcombos.com. How's everybody doing?
I'm doing all right.
I'm okay.
Yeah, you know, we all just hanging in there. Quick announcement, like we said last episode on Thursday, Kika is taking a little bit of personal time. Thank you to everybody who's been reaching out to check on her to make sure that she's doing okay. She is doing fine, but she's just taking a little time. And as we said, she will be back with us before you know it. All right. Oh, and also, as we mentioned on Thursday's episode, we're trying a new little format here where on Thursdays we have the trending combos and Saturdays we have the topic. And here we are on Saturday with the topic. All right. So let's get into it. All right. It is Black History Month. Hello. Yay. Hello. You know, so we are in this month doing all black everything. So,
come on.
All black everything.
Black.
So, today we're going to talk about colorism in the black community. You know, and that is to distinguish it from racism from white people. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking specifically about the distinction between black people that white people draw it to, but that we as black people do within ourselves to distinguish between each other based on our skin color, or skin tone, should I say. Okay, so just a brief historical context to put this in, you know, where did this colorism thing come from? So colorism as the word is thought to have been created or first put out there by the author Alice Walker. She is a, you know, a notable black feminist author. And particularly colorism tends to be studied within the context of black women, because colorism and the lightness and or darkness of your skin closely ties to femininity, desirability, sexuality, attractiveness, all of these things. So typically when, I mean, yes, we also talk about black men being light, dark, whatever, but the context of it is much, typically more harmful when addressed towards black women. The whole notion of preferability for light skin versus darker skin obviously ties back to slavery, just as everything in this country does. You know, just literally everything. Where the closer you were to whiteness, meaning the lighter your skin tone was and the closer it was to whiteness, the more likely you were to receive preferential treatment, whether or not that was you being in the house, you receiving lighter work assignments, or lighter might not be the, like, less backbreaking work assignments. Yes. And potentially even being able to obtain freedom in the long run. Lighter skin tends to be perceived as, or people with lighter skin are tended to be perceived as more intelligent, more attractive, less aggressive, less dangerous, less violent. And by reverse, darker skin people are often perceived to be dumber, more violent, more aggressive, less attractive, less desirable, for marriage. But often, just as slave masters, you know, trigger warning, raped their slaves, a lot of times black bodies, including dark bodies, are often used and desired for sex, mm-hmm. right? But not necessarily within the context of I want to make you my mate. I want to be with you for life. So that's something also that is underlying these things, you know. So yeah, that's just a brief context. So what y'all think about that? Were y'all exposed to all of that context beforehand?
No, and that's interesting because it was as you were talking that I really was able to see the distinction between the light skin, dark skin narrative when talking about Black men versus mm-hmm. the light skin, dark skin narrative when talking about Black women. Mm-hmm. Because the whole notion of light skin, dark skin is, it's absolutely a prevalent conversation amongst men,
yep.
or even about men. But mm-hmm. it's just, oh, he got light skin tendencies, or like, oh, dark skin men in style right now, light skin men will come back around. But it's not like with women, it's pretty much a constant.
Yep.
yeah. Change. Yep. We'll go in and out of style. Like most often light skin women are preferred hands down always.
Yep.
And so That's interesting. I never really thought about the difference between how it's handled amongst between men and women.
And even like the tall, dark, and handsome, like that is yeah. a mm-hmm. you know, that is a constant that appears, and that is
yeah.
you know, a preference of for darker skinned men. And it just yeah. that's not a thing for real for women.
Yeah, yeah, Cookie. When you said that, I never thought of it. And how it impacts me, and I've only thought of it in the context of women. We don't see, like, you know, like, oh, no, we don't want no light skin. Oh, we don't want no. No, it doesn't matter. You're a man. But for mm-hmm. a woman, no, you too dark for me. You need to have more curly hair. No, mm-mm. And it's been like that forever, and it's continuously perpetuated in our culture, and you see it even in rap culture.
Yeah. I think it's better.
Yeah, I agree.
I think it's better now than it was mm-hmm. in the past. I mean, it's absolutely still a thing. Uh-huh. And I think it's still prevalent, but it's not, I don't think it's as bad as it used to be.
I agree with that.
And I think a lot of that comes from work that Black women have done for themselves, you know, loving and embracing themselves. It's interesting because, like, I do think it's better, but like, what happened to make it better? You know what I mean? Like, I don't even necessarily know. I mean, sure, we have more representation, I guess, in media. You have
mm-hmm.
Lupita. That's who I mean.
Yeah, I thought about like Winnie Harlow. She dark.
Yes. Yep. That's good. Yep. So maybe that's what kind of changed it and got people to, you know, embracing the darkness of their skin tone. Because I feel like that has a lot to do with it. It's like people flaunting it and being like, "I'm dark and beautiful. Like my skin is dark. I am beautiful." And yeah, I mean. That is interesting. It definitely has gotten better, but I think a lot of it has come from people reclaiming, or not even necessarily reclaiming, because there's nothing to reclaim, but like taking ownership of the skin tone that they have and flaunting it and being proud of it.
Yeah.
I think Beyonce started it though, y'all. I know that sounds ironic because she, you know, she is fair skinned, but like I'm thinking from Super Bowl, where we was like, what? Oh, and you know, they had all the memes. They were like, oh, "Wow, Beyonce's Black!" And then she continued with her album, and it was really Black. And now, you know, we got brown skin. You don't think so, Drea? No. We got Lupita was in the video.
I think it was happening before.
Yeah, it was pre Beyonce.
Before Super Bowl.
Yes, and mm-hmm. I think Beyonce has been very pro Black, and I mean, yeah, she's talking about brown skin girl, but I mean, when I'm thinking about a pioneer for dark skin women, it ain't Beyonce.
It's not Beyonce. I don't think she's a pioneer, but I think she played a vital role in the movement that has happened in Black
women. I think she played a vital role in capitalizing off of what was already happening. I mean, you know, you ain't mad at her necessarily, but I don't think, I agree with Dre. I don't necessarily know that she was the one to, or that that was even the moment, because that seems pretty recent. I mean, I know it was a while ago, but that seems pretty recent from when the transformation happened, or the more acceptance started to happen. I'm not sure when it happened, though, but...
And I think that that kind of goes directly into the next point about how the media perpetuates colorism. So, I have a couple of obvious examples here. One is Pam and Gina on Martin. Like, Gina was seen as the sweet, more docile sort of character, whereas Pam was super confrontational and super loud and like aggressive. But Pam was dark and Gina was light. And so that definitely, it's just subtle things like that, because I feel like that show was very Black.
Yeah.
But it still just goes to show how this vein still runs so deeply and is so just widely accepted.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it wasn't seen as, oh, well, why the dark skinned girl got to be mad? It was just like, no, it was just accepted as, oh, that's a normal reflection of what we would think a dark skinned woman would be like, or that a light skinned woman would be like.
Mm-hmm.
Another example of that is Maxine Shaw on Living Single. She was the only one of them that was dark. And she was the loudest, most aggressive of them all. So do you all have any other examples of ways that has been perpetuated before versus maybe counter examples that you see now?
I just thought about this. So Maxine Shaw on Living Single, dark skin. This goes into how, what we were talking about at the top about how it colorism pertain, like it is mostly directed towards women. Kyle Barker was on Living Single and he was dark skin and he was desirable. He was smooth, suave. All of this had pulled tons of women, all of this stuff. Maxine had Kyle and I think maybe one other, maybe two other love interests for real. Like, and then there were times when she would go after men, because I can remember a time in a bar where she was going after a man and she ended up singing like "I'm All Alone" or something like that when he rejected her. But it was a routine thing that they would be talking about men, and Maxine was never, even coming from the women, she was always told, like, "Maxine, you ain't never gonna get no man." Like, you know what I mean? Like, constantly. But Kyle, on the other hand, that was never a conversation. It was never a thought that he wasn't gonna get nobody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Wow. I just thought about that. But, yeah. But to answer your question, I'm trying to think of
one thing that I will say that irks me that perpetuates this notion is when there is a show and there is a Black mother and a Black father. Mm-hmm. And they cast a mixed child,
yeah,
as a daughter.
Yes, the daughter. What? How she mixed? Are y'all just gonna skip? Did the mama step out? Is she adopted? I don't understand why you would lead me to believe that it is perfectly normal for a Black mama and a Black daddy to have a mixed child. What?
Yep.
But what, you just wanted to, I guess, cast someone light skinned in that role. And so, oh, this girl works. despite the fact that hello, did we miss the fact that she's not? Like, there's no biological way these could be her parents.
Yeah.
And then when they like replace people, like I think of my wife and kids. How you go from chocolate Claire to light skin Claire? How you go from chocolate Aunt Viv to yellow Aunt Viv? Like we all just supposed to be like Aunt Viv? Like we notice a significant difference. And then I think of the show Blackish, and I wonder if they're playing off of the Blackish, the ish part. They're all light. All the kids light.
Well, but she's mixed.
She is mixed, yeah. But he's brown skin. So, but you got to think, it's Blackish.
Yeah. Which, this might be completely off topic, but so what exactly does Blackish mean?
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
Kind of black, like grown, kind of grown.
I think what Blackish is playing on is that they are, because it was this vacuum before that came on of black sitcoms featuring successful two-parent house, you know what I mean? Like where we are out actually working professionals and get like how The Cosby Show is, it's a doctor and a lawyer. There it's a doctor and what he's like a marketing exec or something like that, advertising exec, something like that. So like both are very successful in their careers and all of that, and having, you know, kids with issues, like that just wasn't a thing. But I think what they're playing off of is the fact that those kids are sheltered and don't have the concept of what like stereotypical black culture, like
yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which I fundamentally have a problem with.
Yes.
From the very beginning, which is why I did not watch the show.
Yep. I agree. Yep.
You have a problem with them playing off of them not being aware of black culture?
No. But I have a problem with the fact that they are perceived to be less black.
Less black.
Oh, they are gotcha.
They not black, like the Blackish.
Yeah, gotcha, the title gotcha. Of it is the problem. Like, I don't think the actual way the show is written is necessarily a problem. I mean, there are times when things are like, I don't really like the way that was worded and that was played out. But the title is definitely a problem. I agree.
I had no idea that was the origin of the title.
I don't know that's the only thing that I can think of.
Yeah. I don't know that that is the origin either, but when I first heard the title, when the show first came out, I immediately had a problem with it. Because I'm like, if you, and it may come from personal experience, right? Mm-hmm. Of people saying, I'm not black enough. Of mm-hmm. people my whole life saying, oh, you act white, or these other things. And it's like, no, I'm black, so I'm black. The things I do are black because
I'm black.
You know what I mean? So even if they don't fit into whatever these people are doing, they black.
Mm-hmm.
What is Blackish? Like, what does that even mean?
Yeah.
As it relates to describing people. No.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I agree. But Camille, what you said about Fresh Prince and Aunt Viv and the switch of Aunt Viv, that made me think that the original Aunt Viv, I think, was a different or a strike at this like narrative of dark skinned women, because Aunt Viv was feminine. Aunt Viv, now Aunt Viv was a mama and Aunt Viv didn't play, but she wasn't like, she was still feminine. She was a dancer. I can even like vividly recall the famous scene of her in that leotard doing that dance. Like, she was very feminine, very, you know, married too. She was married, had a husband and kids and all of that. So had the dreams that women are supposed to have, and had all of those met. She was a career woman. She was a professor. I think.
I don't remember her occupation, but she
I know she taught, but I don't know if she was. No, that was in high school. She was a teacher in high school. I don't know what she did. She might have stayed at home. I don't know. But, you know, just things that you would expect to be cast for a lighter skin, the new Aunt Viv that came and took over. So I think that was an example of something that kind of combated the original narrative or the stereotypical narrative of dark skinned women.
Yeah, and I think that was the goal.
Yeah.
I think that even if her character did that in the show, that specific, what was her name? Janet
Hubert?
Janet Hubert was replaced, and it's widely known, this is that she was supposedly replaced because she was perceived to be difficult.
Yep.
Because, you know what I mean? Like, attitude, personality issues, and so then you go and replace her with a light-skinned lady.
And so, I'm glad you brought that up, because that when they did the reunion on HBO, Will and her met for the first time in decades, right? Yeah. Like, they hadn't spoken to each other because of how Will acted when the whole, basically it was a dispute over her contract, and they wanted to, which again goes back to the whole conversation. Oh my God, this is good. This is a good example. Because while her portrayal was, you know, very much she's a darker skinned woman, and we're gonna combat the stereotype of dark skinned women. But behind the scenes, she was still a dark skinned woman in real life, and she got treated like a darker skinned woman in real life. Basically, she said in that in the meeting with Will that the reason why she left the show was because contractually, like, what they were offering her was ridiculous. Like, and she was like, I'd rather walk away from the show. I'm not taking that. And I don't think she disclosed, she may have disclosed the amount. I don't think she did, because I don't remember. And I feel like I would have remembered that number. But
I don't think she did.
Yeah, but whatever it was, she was like, it wasn't what she was worth. And knowing that what she brought to the show, knowing her worth, she walked away. And because she walked away, Will took that as an attack. They already were butting heads and didn't get along for real. So he, like, went into the media and, like, basically annihilated her.
Yeah,
and never knew her story. And then she comes and tells him like what happened behind the scenes. And he was like, I had no idea. And then she did the whole, like, I'm a dark-skinned woman. It is already difficult for me. And then you are already putting out there the narrative that I'm too difficult to work with. I'm hard to work with. I didn't like you. All of this other stuff. You're putting that out there to layer on top of the fact that I already have to deal with people already thinking that about me. And you, as the star of the show, are confirming that for them. She was like, my life was ruined. Like, and then, like, what did she do after that?
Yeah. I don't know if I'm being in anything else. And then again, it's just compounded because it's not like what's on screen stays on screen, what's off screen stays off screen. Because if no one had known what went on behind the scenes, Will Smith never said anything in the public, then I don't think it would have been as big a deal.
Right.
But for the fans and everyone watching the show to know these things that are happening, what's being said about her, and then you go and replace her with this super light-skinned lady. It's just like, you're just compounding the issue.
Yeah. And then she would, honestly, like, I had to do my research on her. I don't even remember her name. What's her name? The light-skinned?
I just know she's married to Ray.
She is married to Ray off of Sister Sister. That's all I know her. I don't know.
Reed.
Dang,
it's Tim Reed is his name.
Yeah, her name, Daphne? I think her name is Daphne. Daphne Reed?
Yeah, Daphne Maxwell Reed.
Daphne Maxwell Reed, yeah. So she was a fairly accomplished actress before landing that role. And she actually said she auditioned for that role before and didn't get it. So that was interesting. No, I don't think they picked her. I think based off of how
she didn't even audition, actually. She they said
her agent called her.
And she was like, a rapper, a show with a rapper? You're right.
Yep, because she was like, I don't think it's going to go nowhere, whatever, because you basing it off of a rapper, whatever, you're right. So she turned it down. But, so they brought her on, and she ends up becoming this, like, docile character. Like, she wasn't...
Yes, the role completely shifted.
Yeah, she wasn't... And that's why people are like... Nah, we want dark skin Aunt Viv because she was like, she wasn't it. She wasn't it. Not in that role. Mm-mm. I'm sorry, Daphne, but no. But yeah, that's the only, that was a good one because that was a good one. That was a good example.
Okay, so another way in which colorism has come up in the media just recently is the entire narrative of what happened with Danny Lee, DaBaby, and his baby mama Mimi. Well, mostly it's just Danny Lee. So a little backstory. Now again, all of this is supposed. I don't know any of these people. But supposedly DaBaby was involved with the mother of one of his children named Mimi, who is dark skinned, as well as he was involved with Danny Lee, who is I don't know how to describe what she is.
She lighter than light skin.
Cause this kind of goes into a whole nother conversation. Is light skin or dark skin a term that you use to describe non-black people?
Personally, I do not. But I do realize that colorism exists in all communities of color. But personally, I don't.
And I don't either. And I have a very limited scope of knowledge of colorism in other
Correct. That's why I don't. Yeah.
But what I do know of different groups, light skin, dark skin is not terminology that they use.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's true.
Correct. Right.
What about you, Camille? Do you use light skin, dark skin to describe non-black people?
I don't. Like, I don't be like, I'll say, oh, that particular person, it has lighter skin in this region, but I don't be like, oh, that's a light skin idiot over there. That's a light skin Puerto Rican. So,
and I think because of the connotation of the historical context of what I talked about, that's why I don't, because what we're dealing with stems from slavery. What y'all are dealing with doesn't necessarily stem from slavery. Might it have to do with white supremacy? Sure. But specifically, we're dealing with remnants of slavery. So that's primarily why I don't.
I mean, I don't necessarily consciously think that deep into it, but for me the term like light skin is, I would define that as a fair-skinned black person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in the same way that yellow bone is a light-skinned black person.
Correct. Correct.
So I mean,
so
I
now let's get her into it.
So I was trying to describe her, but I was like, well, I don't feel like I should say light skin because I don't think she's black. I mean, that's debatable on some forums online. I don't think she's black. I think she acknowledged that she's not black, but she backtracking now. So
she backtracked it.
Yeah.
She said, wait, I am black? Like, what you mean?
She didn't say, wait, but she said, wait, let me find the exact post before I start making this up. But back in June, when the whole, you know, when the Black Lives Matter movement was on the main stage and everybody was talking about it, she put out a tweet that said something to the effect of she has been influenced by the black people that she knows, or she's been influenced by growing up around Black people or something to that effect. I don't remember the exact words in the tweet,
but it's something that a Black person would.
I'm not Black, but I've been influenced by the Black people I've been surrounded by. But then after this whole yellow bone debacle broke out, she said, I'm Black, I'm white,
I'm all of the above and the big body Shaq.
No, she literally said, I'm Dominican, I'm Spanish, I'm Black, I'm white, leave me alone. That's what she's saying now. So again, I feel like this is a lot of pretext before we even get into the conversation. But so, okay. The baby mama Mimi is dark skinned. Danny Lee is very fair. And he was apparently dating them. I use that term loosely, but he was involved with them at the same time. So apparently Danny Lee was upgraded from side chick to main chick and he'll mess with Mimi no more. Right? So Danny Lee put out a snippet on the internet of this song that she was going to release. At this point, don't know if the song will ever actually come out, but all she played was a little snippet of what I guess was the chorus, where she repeatedly said, yellow bone is what he want. So this song had people mad for many reasons. One, first reason, it sounded really bad. Like it did not sound good at all. And people are like, really, if you gonna put something out like you, and you the baby girlfriend, like surely you can find a better quality. The next reason people were mad was because she used the term yellow bone, which again, as I already described, is defined as a light-skinned Black woman, where she previously acknowledged that she's not Black. The other reason that people were mad is because she's seemingly taunting Mimi because she was chosen and she light. So yellow bone is what he want. He don't want that dark skinned girl over there. And so this is really kind of thrown more gasoline on the fire of the whole colorism conversation, because she was just like, well, what is wrong with me making an anthem for the light skinned baddies?
An anthem is not needed.
We could start there. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot wrong with it. Like, I mean,
I agree. I don't think an anthem is necessarily needed. All you gotta do is go listen to hella rap songs.
Watch all the videos.
All of this stuff where light-skinned women are continuously praised. They've been doing that. But also, I don't think it's anything wrong with being like, I'm light-skinned and I think I'm beautiful. But I don't think that should be done in a way that is putting down somebody.
Yep. A dark-skinned girl.
And so, I mean, she did not specifically say that this song was aimed at this girl. But, I mean, everybody know the story. Everybody know the history. Mm-hmm. And so, that is what is going to be assumed, obviously.
And she knew that. She knew that.
So that's why she wrote it.
I would think. And so that's just that's very interesting and very telling. But I will say that it is the fact that there was an uproar again is a sign that things are changing. It is a sign that people are saying, excuse me, it's not okay for you to say because your skin is light, then it's right. Like, that's that's not okay.
Yep.
So we have used the term light skin. Well, I know I have. I don't know if y'all have light skin or dark skin throughout this episode. How would you all define those terms? What does light skin mean to you? What does dark skin mean to you?
Light skin is lighter than a paper bag. Dark skin is darker than that paper bag.
I was gonna use the paper bag test too, Cookie.
Like a paper bag, like at the grocery store?
Like a brown paper bag. Like the brown paper bag. Yep.
Like, is this, that's like a common thing?
Oh, yeah, so that's how. The paper bag
test? No.
Go ahead, Kaboo.
So that was the origin of, well, not the origin. That was what was used to determine, basically, if you was light enough. Like if you was in the house or in the field, they're like, come on, put your hand next to the paper bag. Ah, cotton number two.
Cotton number two.
Cotton number two. Alright, looks like you're doing dishes. Come on in. Like, you know, that's literally they use the paper bag to determine if you were light or dark.
Okay. So when you all see a person, you visualize a paper bag and you're like
not like literally, but like, yeah, I mean, around the color that a brown paper bag is pretty much what the marker is. Yeah.
So Cookie, you light skinned or are you not?
You know, I don't know. People tell me I am, but personally, I don't think I am. I think I am brown skin. I don't think I'm light skin.
What do you think she is?
What do I think Cookie is?
Yeah.
That's so hard when you just ask like specifically. Like, I'm just lighting. I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like I have days where I look lighter than others.
Because I think you look darker.
Yeah, I do. I agree. And I was, because I was looking as I was, you know, preparing for this episode, you know, I was wondering, like, what, so I, like, paid more attention to myself today, looking in mirrors and stuff like that. And I look back at pictures, and, I mean, there are times that I am lighter than I currently am. So I don't know. I mean, I feel like I go in and out, but would I consider myself light-skinned? Nah. Mm-mm.
And so if seeing that colorism is such a point of division amongst Black people, Black women specifically, should someone be making the determination of light skin versus dark skin?
For themselves?
Should the perception of it change, or should the dialogue completely change?
You're talking about for themselves or for other people?
Both.
Or both.
Because this makes me think about in Rwanda, the genocide was mostly about the Hutus and the Tutsis.
Right? Tutsis.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So post-Rwandan genocide, it is now illegal to consider yourself one or the other. It's illegal to like talk about it, speak about it, say that you are or you are not. That is completely against the law because those terms drove division. Mm-hmm. So that terminology has been completely outlawed. So should the whole light skin, dark skin narrative be taken completely off the table, or should the perception of light skin and dark skin change?
I think so. Even going to that example, just because it's outlawed, did that change the behavior of the people? You know what I'm saying? Like, if it's something
not in public, maybe. And I think generation
over time, sure.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Because I think just because today you tell me I can't say that I'm Hutu don't mean I'm gonna forget that I'm Hutu. But if these conversations are not being had as much, mm-hmm. my great grandchild might not, or my great 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 grandchild might not be as aware.
Right. Maybe, right? But also, like, the same way that, you know, it's illegal to discriminate against somebody because they Black, that don't mean that don't happen, right? Like, I think that perception does have to, like, people's behavior has to change. Just mm-hmm. taking it away is not going to change how people act. Just me saying mm-hmm. I'm no longer going to refer to you as light skin, you're just Black, or I'm no longer going to refer to you as dark skin, you're just Black, or I'm not light skin, I'm just Black. Like, like, I'm not black, I'm OJ. Like, all of this stuff, like, it just, it's not gonna change unless people's reaction, people's love of the light, unless that change, unless that alters, which means that we probably got to get rid of some white supremacy too. All of this stuff got, like, that's a lot. That's a big undertaking.
Yeah. Because I think of when you said that, I was like, you know, we got rid of Jim Crow, but niggas still get shot in the streets.
We they got. Do, but you must agree, it's not the same as it was
in 1964. Like, it is. Wow. It's not the same. That is true. But we still have first black things. We still have first black people. We still have. Mm-hmm. Maybe basically disadvantaged. We're still disadvantaged, even though there's laws put in place. But do I think that if the laws are properly enforced, that it would eventually cause a change? Possibly.
I don't, because I don't think that you. I do not think that law can dictate morality.
Law alone. Yeah. Law alone.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, you can't, no law can change anyone's heart.
Yeah.
So if you're dealing with an issue of a heart or a perception, a law's not going to change that.
Yeah. And I was going to say that I don't even necessarily think that, like, because, I mean, we kind of are on the path towards changing it, right? Like, we kind of mentioned it before where things are different. Like, dark-skinned women are no longer a lot. I'm not saying that all, but a lot of dark-skinned women aren't accepting this, like, narrative that I'm unattractive and that I'm this and I'm that. Like, no, I'm beautiful. I'm this. I'm if there aren't beauty products out there for me, I'm going to create beauty products for me. If it, whatever it is that was once told to me that I am not attractive because I am dark, I'm like, I'm not accepting that, and I'm actually going to combat that. But again, that's just, we just starting to see that happen. You know what I mean? Like, it's just starting to happen. So I don't know. I mean, potentially it could change. And I think even within, you know, how we've talked about, like, when June happened and people is all black everything for them couple months, and, you know, I'm gonna buy black and shop black and all this, like, I think even with that and the acceptance of black people just as a whole, or the plight of black people, I think all of that is going to be roped in together. But I think it's gonna be some decades, like,
yeah,
decades. So, you know, who knows?
So let's move on to talk about, like, personal experiences. What do you all have any, can you think of personal experiences that relate to colorism? Like, anything that's happened to you personally and that you feel like was the result of colorism?
I don't, which makes me think maybe I am a little lighter than I thought I was.
Yeah. I do, actually. So, really? Yeah, I consider myself to be light-skinned. And, I mean, in the winter, I'm a lot lighter than I am in the summer. But I know growing up, I was always, like, okay, so I say none of this in arrogance at all, but I was always, like, considered to be pretty or beautiful or, like, I just can, it was honestly a thing that me and my best friend growing up, who, she was actually lighter. She's much lighter than I am. It would be a thing. It would be like, okay, like, which guy are you gonna get? And then which guy? Or, like, we would place bets. Like, I bet I can get that guy to do this or do that. No, like, I'm about to go get that guy to buy our food. Like, do you want something? Like, it was a whole thing. But as I, you know, got older and, you know, my eyes were open more, I began to feel this guilt almost. Like, I just began to feel like, okay, you're probably gonna think I'm attractive, but do you just think I'm attractive because I'm light skinned? Mm-hmm. Or like, if I was the same person but I was dark, like, would you still be attracted to me the way that I am? Or feeling like I needed to be this, I don't know, extra, like that I needed to go out of my way to let dark skinned people know that they were beautiful. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Just I felt this burden or this responsibility, or like, you know, like, I know that I received, you know, some favorable treatment in some areas because I'm light skinned, but I want to let you know that, I mean, I'm still down with you, even though you're dark. You know what I mean? It's like, I don't see you being dark skinned as a disadvantage. Like, I think you're beautiful. You know what I mean? And it's just like, they don't need you to tell them that. but yeah, so I think that it has been this tension that I have felt and kind of learned to deal with. There have been times where I'll talk to a guy or something, or a man will compliment me, and I will think to myself, like, I don't want to say like wish I was dark skinned, but I wish I could know if you have that bias. Mm-hmm. I wish that I could know if you felt that way, but I can't in you talking to me because I'm light. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. That's my personal experience.
I'm trying to think of... The only thing I can think of is I noticed a change in people. I noticed a change in how people treated me when my skin tone got darker. So I used to be really, really fair skinned. And then, you know, in the South, they would like, tell you to stay out the sun because they want to preserve your lightness because of slavery. Yep. I guess I didn't stay out the sun, but no, I just think I got darker. But I noticed how people changed and how they treated me and the things that I would get away with and being a light skinned girl versus a darker skin. So there were times where I intentionally felt I had to tone myself down and be quiet in a sense, versus when I was lighter skinned, I could be vocal and bad, and the response would be different versus being dark skinned.
Hmm. Well, now even listening to both your experiences, that I feel like I am confirmed in, I am neither. I am brown skin. I am in between. I don't have the story of, oh, she pretty. Ooh, like it's a known that she pretty because she light skin, but I also don't have what Camille talk about. And I'm in the in betweens.
But you also went to a white school. That changes your experience.
Yeah, well, that's true. I was around black people. My family black, though. Like, it does count. People do. Now, I have heard people tell people that they're cute for a dark skin little girl. I have heard people tell people to stay out of the sun so they don't get dark. I've heard my cousins be told that. I've heard I've heard all of that. It just was never directed at me.
Because you was yellow. Duh.
You know, whatever.
But you do look a little brown today. I ain't gonna lie.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Today.
Also, this is another thing that goes back to the perception of men versus women. I feel like it's nothing for a black woman to say she prefer light-skinned dudes, she prefer dark-skinned dudes, and it's not an issue at all.
Yeah.
But mm-hmm. if a man say, I prefer light-skinned women, oh, so why are you hopeless? You can't have no, like, absolute double standard there.
Yeah.
Anywho, so we just kind of talked about our experiences. So have you had any specific type of reactions to other people's, like, what they perceive to have experienced as a colorism thing? Like, have you ever had a light-skinned woman describe the painful experience of being light-skinned?
Yes.
Have you ever experienced that?
Yes.
How did you react to that?
Like, girl, shut up. Basically. Like, because, I mean, I am 100%... I recognize that I am more sympathetic to the plight of darker skinned women than I am of lighter skinned women. I do recognize that, yes, there are lighter skinned women who are not mixed. I want to say that because that is a completely different experience. There are lighter skinned women who have experienced comments that are hurtful along the lines of not being black, like you black, but you not for real black, whether it's because their eyes are, because you know, you people don't know, but you can be full black and have different color eyes. You can even be dark skin and have completely different green, blue eyes, whatever, because we just different like that, you know what I'm saying? But yes, I have had lighter skinned women express pains like that. And I would just be like, I mean, okay, so you have an anecdotal experience of something that hurt your feelings that somebody said, but within everything of media, you are told that you are beautiful. So just because this person told you that you're not black enough or whatever, everything else tells you that you are desirable. Everything else tells you that you are intelligent. Everything else tells you that you are all of this other stuff. So it's just like, nah, your anecdote of this one or two or three experiences or however many experiences, even if it occurred over your whole childhood, whatever, you had media to tell you otherwise. So I feel like there is an outlet to tell them something different that dark-skinned women don't have. So that's why I've always been more sympathetic. Is it fair? Probably not. But you know, that's just where I'm at.
Mm-hmm. And I know light-skinned people who have been teased. Mostly they went to white schools. Did she go to a black school? But the ones who went to white schools, they become overtly black in college. And then have perpetuated that through their adulthood. And they like go to the next level to a point where it's not genuine. Like you used to wear your hair straight all the time and you have a natural curly hair. Now you got the bees, the Zulu bees, you got the waist bees, you got like you Nation of Islam now. Like you, like it's like you have gone to a whole nother extreme and I think the motive behind it is to prove your blackness because you have been told that you were not black throughout this journey because you weren't seen that way. And it comes off as, I don't think it's genuine. So that's the only thing I've seen. I haven't seen anyone like really be like, well, you don't understand my light skin struggle. I haven't heard that one.
That's interesting. So are there any things that you feel like you want to change or for yourself personally regarding how you see color, how you respond to color, where you fall and where you stand as it relates to color?
One thing I will say that I want to change or want to do a little bit better is not invalidating people's experiences, regardless of whether they light skin. Well, not regardless of whether, if they light skin is what I should say. And I think I can, again, push back on what it is that you're claiming is your overall experience or whatever, and have a conversation and a dialogue, but not like be so dismissive, right? Like, I feel like I'm fairly dismissive, or have been fairly dismissive, because I'm trying to do better. So let me not even, I take back the I mean. But also just like having more conversations. Like, I feel like, no, it's not something that we don't talk about, right? Like, we talk about it, but it's often not in a context of like analyzing it and like really thinking about why am I saying, like how Drea said, like, you want to be able to know whether or not you have this bias. Like, would you feel the same type of way if I had a different skin tone? And I feel like having a conversation, like, not saying that you should say that to whoever is pursuing you, but I'm saying like having conversations like that, instead of just like, oh, she light skinned, so she, like the conversations that we, that are surface level about attractiveness and whether or not somebody is attractive, and then the deep dive of light skin. Like, I just feel like it can be a little bit, we can be a little bit more careful and thoughtful about what it is that we're saying and have intentional conversations. And I think that would make things better. But yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, Camille, you don't want to change anything? You good where you at?
I can't think of a thing.
I have a question for y'all. Do you all have, this is interesting because y'all are married to two different people, but I mean, well, clearly y'all are married to two different people. Regardless of who you're married to, would you say that you have a light skin, dark skin preference in men?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I do.
Girl, which is evident who we marry.
But mine used to be different, though. And then it changed.
Mine used to be different as well.
Oh, wow.
So, would you take issue with a man having a light skin, dark skin preference?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So... So why... And you all are okay with that?
Okay, so here's the thing, because I also have I don't have an issue. I'm real interesting. I'm real complicated. I'm pretty complex. So here's the thing. In terms of interracial relationships, first, I am not in an interracial relationship, but I'm just using this as an example of, yes, I have double standards. I understand that I have double standards. Should I work on them? I don't know. But I have an issue with seeing. Okay, not all of them, I will say. But in general, I am more inclined to dislike or have an issue with seeing a Black man and a white woman than I am seeing a white man and a Black woman. So I have double standards all up and through. It is, again, rooted in the privilege that each of those parties receive. Like, Black women inherently are just the last on the totem pole. So yes, I have an issue with you being like, and then if you want to throw dark skin women in it, and if you have a preference towards lighter skin women, then you just completely like cast them to the lowest of the lowest of the totem pole. So yes, I have an issue with that. Dark skin men are not on the lowest of the lowest of the totem poles. And so for me, I think that's why. It's because you're rejecting the lowest of what society as a whole has deemed as the lowest. And you bought into that being the lowest because you like, now if you've dated and like, you're like, I just prefer, but I'm not willing to date or entertain or marry somebody who is darker. But if you just like flat out, I only date light skinned women. Yeah, I have a problem with it because you have bought into the notion that they are the lowest.
But what if it's not I only date light skinned women, but I date who I'm attracted to and I find myself being attracted to light skinned women? It's not a hard rule. But
you would be willing to marry somebody or date somebody who is dark skinned? Seriously.
Yes, if I found them attractive.
Okay, so then the question would be, have you ever found a dark-skinned woman attractive? If the answer is no, I have a problem with it.
Yes, I have found a dark-skinned woman attractive in my life, but I've never dated one.
I would be fine with that. If you can say that you have found a dark-skinned woman attractive, I would be fine with that.
Camille, what you got to say?
I'm complex. I recognize that.
You're a double standard.
Yeah. I find men having a preference as divisive. I don't think women having a preference divides men. I think men having a preference does, and the origin of it being division, and you are deemed as beautiful. And then, like, if you think so, yes, dark skinned women are becoming a more of thing and is being seen as beautiful in the big realm of culture, but when you go to the hood and you see give me a yellow bone girl and you see the rappers, like the little kids and they light skin is what is pretty. They're like, literally, I've heard kids say, she ugly, she dark skin, her hair stopping her shoulders, because that's what is still perpetuated, especially in rap culture. So I said all to say, I think a preference for women is divisive and a preference for men isn't. In the same way.
Okay. Okay, that's interesting. That's all I got. So, do you all have any final thoughts?
No. Black is beautiful and it is complex. Now, and it comes in a variety of shades. So, love them all. Love yourself. Love them all.
Stay black and die. That's all we gotta do.
Stay black and die.
Why? I mean, you know, Michael didn't want to stay black. I'm just saying.
Until next time.
Bye.
Bye.